becomes indebted. And وَالْغَارِمِ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ in the path of Almighty Allah. To help people who are going out in the path of Almighty Allah. They would like to devote their time in the path of Almighty Allah, but they don't have the necessary means to help them. You could help them with zakat and وَبْنِ السَّبِيلِ and a person who is a traveler. So these are the 8 recipients made mention of zakat in the Holy Quran. Together with that, there are many other aspects. One of it is to help the deen of Almighty Allah. إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّوَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. O you who believe, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. If you help the cause of Allah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will help you. Helping the cause of Almighty Allah in various ways, in establishing the deen of Almighty Allah, in printing kitabs, in giving to organizations who are doing good work, in for the sake of those who are giving in da'wah. You know, these are various aspects with regard to establishing the deen of Almighty Allah. And my dear respected brothers, I'll always like to say that there is nothing more beneficial or more important to us than our deen. Allah, Nabi Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, "Nahnu qawmuna adhan Allahu bil Islam." We are a nation, our destiny and our respect and honor is tied to Islam. If we don't have Islam, we have no respect, we have no identity. This is a fact. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when people complained to him about making jihad against those people who refused to give zakat, and they said, no, take it easy, there are much more greater fitna. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu made that very, very great statement that he says that the deen of Allah must become less while I'm alive. What is the use of my life? In other words, over my dead body, I won't allow this to happen. This is what is more greater than our deen. For the sake of this deen, Nabi Karim s.a.w. underwent difficulty. For the sake of this deen, Nabi Karim s.a.w.'s blood flowed from his body. And wallah, there can be nothing more valuable ever created by Allah than the dhat and the personality of Nabi Karim s.a.w. When Nabi Karim s.a.w.'s dhat and his personality was put under inconvenience and difficulty for the sake of the deen of Almighty Allah, his teeth were sacrificed, and even a chain and armor went into the cheek of Nabi Karim s.a.w. And what about our contribution? What about our wealth? It stands no comparison to the blood of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So utilize your wealth for the establishment and the propagation and the upliftment of the deen of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think an important aspect is to utilize our wealth for the upliftment and the upkeeping of our masajid. I feel very strongly with regard to this. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, he who builds a masjid for the sake of Almighty Allah, Allah will build a house for him in Jannah. In one hadith, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in Abu Majah, Ibn Majah, this hadith comes, he who removes one item of offense from the masjid, Allah will build a house for him in Jannah. You can't build a whole masjid. Even any small contribution for the sake of the house of Almighty Allah, it is rewarded by Allah. And when we look at the life of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Madinah Munawwara, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam first put up Masjid An-Nabawi, then put up his home. Look, any book of history, you will find this. Before he even put up his home, he put up the house of Almighty Allah. After the house of Allah was completed, Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam put up his own home. That means he gave greater preference to the house of Almighty Allah than his own home. Today our people will spend millions in their own homes, but when it comes to the masjid, they find reluctance to give to the masjid. It is their misfortune. It is not the misfortune of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really, we have to say this with great sadness. But this is a fact that when we look at the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he first put up the masjid, then he put up his own home. So this, and I also feel that for the masjid to go out for collection for the lights and water utilized in the masjid is an insult to us, the people who are utilizing the masjid. Let me say it again. For the masjid trustees to go out for collection of water and lights is an insult to us, the people who are utilizing the masjid. You are utilizing the masjid. Do you go out for collection for your own lights and water of your own home? You take it as your responsibility, which you give, because I'm using the you come to the masjid, you use the water and lights, and you find it difficult to give what you are using. And I think that people who go to a masjid, utilize the facilities of the masjid, and then don't give, they are in some way utilizing and benefiting from the charity of others. Because obviously the water and lights has to be fulfilled by someone. It has to be given.